Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Idyas, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Now we go, as our tour of Shas continues, to Hilchas Yamtev. Shloshet Varm, there are three things in the Halachis of Yamtev, where Rabban Gamliel machmir kedivrei Beis Shammai. Rabban Gamliel is machmir according to the Beis Shammai. Let's first touch the words, and then we'll go back and explain. Ein toim nenes hachamin. You can't cover on all six sides, totally insulate, a pot of hot water, miyamtev l'shabbos on yamtev for the use on Shabbos, even if an erev tov shilin was made. We ain't zoik finna seminari biyamtev, you can't reassemble, put together parts of the menorah on yamtev. The ain't oifen pitin geritzen elerikikin, you can't bake thick loaves, some say many loaves, on yamtev, meaning loaves of bread. You can only bake what you need, rather just thin loaves. Can't have more than what you need. Okay, so three things to bear in mind. Number one. On Yom Tov, you can do malachis that are litzorech oichel nefesh. You can shecht, you can cook, you can bake. A malacha that is not litzorech oichel nefesh, like building, writing, weaving, is asur on Yom Tov, the same way it's asur on Shabbos. Second thing to remember. There's an isur atamana, if you remember from the Masechtas Shabbos. You can't take something warm on Shabbos and totally insulated, wrap it around on all six sides, top, bottom, and around to keep it warm. And the third thing to remember is that when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, let's say Simchas Torah and the next day is Shabbos, it is asur midrabanan to cook or to do any other melechas echel nefesh on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. You can only cook for that day. Even on a two-day Yom Tov, you can't cook from one day to the other. But on a two-day Yom Tov, so I wait until the next day. What do I do on Shabbos? I can't cook on Shabbos. So there's an eitz, it's called an Erev Tavshilin. You prepare an Erev Tavshilin from Erev Yom Tov. One of the svaris of Erev Tavshilin is, one of the explanations is, look, officially I prepared my Shabbos food. What I'm cooking today is for today. I'll just have some left over for tomorrow. Okay, so having said that, let's go back to the words of the Mishnah. Ein toim nenes hachamin miyom tov l'shabbos. Today's Yom Tov, tomorrow is Shabbos. I want to do atamana. I want to take something, wrap it around to make sure it stays hot. Can't do it. You can't do something on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. Unless you made an Erev Tavshilin. And that would mean that before Yom Tov, you already wrapped something to keep it warm from Erev Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. So officially, your Hatmana for Shabbos was done already. Now what if somebody comes and says, huh, Reb Rav, Rebbe, can I ask you a Shaila? Yes, what's your Shaila? You know today's Yom Tov, tomorrow Shabbos. Can I do Hatmana today? No, I'm sorry. Did you do Atmana Erev Yom Tov for Shabbos? Did you make an Erev Tavshilin? Well, I made an Erev Tavshilin. I prepared something cooked from before Yom Tov, something baked. If this Rebbe was from the Beis Shammai, he would say, no. Only the Malacha you did Erev Yom Tov for Erev Tavshilin is Mutter on Yom Tov for the purpose of Shabbos. So if you didn't do Atmana, you can't do Atmana. You're telling me you cooked Erev Yom Tov officially for Shabbos? Okay, so now you can cook. You bake, now you can bake. You didn't do Atmana, you can't do Atmana. Erev Tavshilin is very specific. Zehal to Beis Shammai. So again, Rabban Gamliel, who holds like the Beis Shammai, says, Ein toim nenes hachamin miyom tov l'shabbos, unless you did Atmana from before Yom Tov, which would be your Erev Tavshilin. Weiter. V'ein zoik finnes hamenari b'yom tov. Now this menorah was made from different pieces that you put together. You want to reassemble it, and you don't even put it together. It's not like you're going to start banging and screwing, or your mamash, like, it loosely fits into place. You want to be able to set up the menorah. The Hashem is saying, no, there's an Isra of Bain over there, Min HaTorah, and the Isra of Bain is even by Kalin, and even if you're loosely connecting the pieces. The Beis Hillel disagree. They say there's no Isra of Bain, Osaisa, Min HaTorah, by Kalin, when you're loosely connecting them. Third halach. The Ein Oifen, you can't bake on Yom Tov, Pitin Geritzin, thick loaves. El Rekikin, only thin loaves. The Beis Shammai say there's a big Torah in baking thicker loaves, and it's not necessary. Some explain it means you can't bake more than you need, a large number of loaves. Either way, you have to be careful. You can't have more than what you need. Now the Beis Hillel disagree on this, because the Beis Hillel say, the more you bake, the better the bread. A full oven full of baking bread, each challah tastes better. So it's not that I'm making more than I need on Yom Tov, I'm making a better food for Yom Tov. It's like when you have a bunch of boys davening a shmak or learning a shmak. Everyone learns better. Amar Rebbe Gamliel, Rumiel brings a raya that you have to be machmer when it comes to the loaves. Zokt Rebbe Gamliel, Miyameyen shel beis abba, all the days of the mishpach of my father. The father of Rebbe Gamliel was Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, the great-grandson of Hillel. Loyoy oifen pitten greets, and they didn't bake the thick loaves, el erikikin, only the thin ones on Yom Tov. Like the Beis Shammai, Amru Loy, so they said to him, Uman nasele beis avicha, we can't pask in the halacha like your father's house. Shei mechmirin al atzman, they were machmir on themselves, umakilin al Yisrael, but for everyone else, they were mekel. When someone came to ask them a question, they were lenient, lias oifen pitten geritzen, to bake on Yom Tov, the thick loaves. The chayri is a big dough that's baked on coals. Even though there's a big toirech, it's very hard to do. So you see that they hold that. The halacha is like the Beis Hillel. That they were machmer for themselves, that's something else. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah. Okay, let's do our chazara. We learned in our Mishnah that there were three things that Rebbe Gamliel was machmir according to the Beis Shammai. One was, if you want to do hatmana, you want to insulate something on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it's only if you made a specific Erev Tavshilin for Hatmona. That means that before Yom Tov, you wrapped something up and kept it warm for Shabbos. Once you did that, you can do it again the next day. The Beis Hillel hold, Erev Tavshilin works for everything. You cooked something from Erev Yom Tov, officially that was put away for Shabbos, so on the first day of Yom Tov, you can bake, you can do Hatmona also. Second thing, Rebbe Gamliel holds you can't put together, reassemble a menorah, even if you're putting together the pieces loosely. The psil say you can. Third thing, can't bake more or thicker than is necessary. Can't bake big loaves, that's more tircha, only thin loaves on Yom Tov. Whatever you have to have on Yom Tov, that's it, nothing else. And to prove it, Rebbe Gamliel says, all my days in my father's house, they baked only thin bread that was easier to bake. But the Chachamim told him, your father's house may have been machmer for themselves, they were mekel for everyone else. When you asked them what to do, they said you can bake pitten gritzen. They could even bake this big dough that's baked over coals, even though there's a big toirech baking it. So you see that the halacha is like the Beis Hillel, who say you don't have to start figuring out exactly how much you need, because the more you bake, the better each challah is.